Ahoy, hello, welcome to a brand new episode of Baffled. Just like that, we are back, bringing facts to your ears. Hopefully you might remember some. My name's Dan, the mission is simple. We will bring you six facts, just decide whether they're worth remembering or if they should be thrown away. This week I'll bring you stuff about different ways to talk and also a way that you can get away with murder. Andrea, what have you got for us?
This week I've got a fact about how dolphins like to spend their free time and a statistic about the Super Bowl you didn't know you needed.
Do those things exist? I think I've heard all the Super Bowl statistics. Very excited. Connor, what do you have?
Question, are you working hard enough? And also, next time you go to Costco, I've got you sorted.
The answer to that first one for you is no.
Absolutely not.
Yeah, stick around. It's a brand new episode of Baffled.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Do you say whales and free time?
No, dolphins.
Oh, dolphins and free time.
Yeah.
Great. I didn't know they had free time in the ocean.
Yeah.
Floating about, a little bit of free time. What are we up to? What are we up to then?
What else are they up to?
Yeah, well, just floating about, free time.
It won't be long before we get like a dolphin podcast.
Yeah.
Like, they're smart enough.
Yeah, it'll probably be a dolphin. Yeah, they make noises, don't they?
Something like that.
Something like that.
This is the first time we're recording post-Super Bowl, hence the statistic. You are officially American. Mm-hmm. Did you do anything?
No, I actually forgot it was the Super Bowl.
Brilliant.
I done the atypical British thing. Sit up till it goes on. Sit there for an hour and a half, no idea what's going on. Think, oh, this is fun. Fall asleep.
Oh, did you watch it?
Well, yeah, an hour and a half of it. Absolutely no idea what was happening. Just like, this is fun, a massive, a wonderful. Minute Usher walked out and took his top off. That was it, conked. I thought, come on, mate. Although for 47.
Corking, right?
Yeah.
I planned for the whole day to make a go of it, right? To watch. I thought, I'm at least going to watch some. It starts at half 11 UK time. I think at about 9, I was like, I can't be arsed with this. Can't be dealing with it.
Oh, so
get me to bed, it's a Sunday.
If you're using a day's annual leave for the Monday after the Super Bowl, reflect. You can literally just catch up the next day.
That's actually a thing in America that they're like trying to fight for, is like having a day off, like official day off.
National holiday.
Sunday.
Yeah. We should do that.
Worst mistake you've ever made.
What?
NFL fans, particularly UK-based NFL fans, are the most like vociferously furious.
Here we go.
You'll get nothing but bad press.
Nothing but bad press, yeah.
Although, I find football so boring. American football.
I actually enjoy it. I actually do enjoy it. The thing that I can't get on with it is the way it stops and starts.
Yeah.
So that's, I can understand why the game's fun and I can understand the talent behind it 100%. But the stop and the start is what I really struggle with. Like rugby's free flowing, isn't it? Quite a bit more so than NFL. Football's free. That is literally, you are playing for 15 second stop.
Yeah.
15 second stop. And I'm like, oh, here we go again.
It's hard to be bored by it though, because everything they do is to keep you engaged, right? Because it's so short, you've got a commercial on. You've got, you know, someone shooting a t-shirt at you.
So my cousin is actually really into American football. And this time last year, I was in America and in San Francisco, and we were watching a game. It wasn't the Super Bowl, but it was just a game. And it was my first experience watching a football game in America. And every time they stopped, there was loads of ads, but he'd like put the TV down and put really loud music on. And that's just what they do. They like stop and like just chat with really loud music in the background. But it happens every like 10 seconds.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, what's going on?
Do you know, to get an ad, a 30-second ad at the Super Bowl halftime show is 7 million?
Yeah.
There's a fact for you.
That was almost my fact.
There you go. It was actually. Yeah.
Well, and the majority of people who aren't into the NFL only watch, the most people watch the Super Bowl for the ads.
The halftime show is really good. I will say that as well. Like, that is phenomenal. Like, the performances of those artists that have done halftime shows are some of the best performances you've seen of individual. Like, 100%. Like, Bruno Mars one was amazing.
It sent you
to
sleep.
I'm not a massive Usher fan. I'm not interested. Whereas, like, Bruno Mars, Coldplay, the Dr. Dre one, phenomenal. I'm not really into Usher. So, yeah, it sent me to sleep. Anyway.
What's your first fact of the show, Andrea? Let's start with you.
So, my first fact is that dolphins use pufferfish to get high. So dolphins deliberately handle pufferfish, causing them to release toxins as a defense mechanism, which can be deadly in high doses, but also have a narcotic effect and are powerful hallucinogenic, which get dolphins high and they enjoy it.
I get this. This concept makes sense to me. Antagonize somebody for your own reward. 100%. It makes perfect sense. Just keep prodding, and all of a sudden you might get a little bit of a reward out of it.
Yeah.
You know, I've done it to my girlfriend once. I'm exposing here because she might not even, I don't know if she listens, but she might not even know I've done. But I just wanted to be in the flat on my own once. So I just caused a massive row because I know that she'd be like, well, that's it, I'm going to leave you alone then. Ta-da. There you go. FIFA's on.
Woo! How did you begin your Valentine's Day the other day?
Well, I just said, tell me two things you love about me and I'll give you two you I love about you. And then none of
it. Imagine that. You wake up on Valentine's Day. Morning, love. Yeah. Tell me two things that you love about me.
Would you like to know what she said?
And then get out of the house because I want to play FIFA.
Do you know what she said?
Yeah, what did she say?
She said that she loved my hair and my funniness.
I can never see your hair because you're wearing a hat.
That's weak, innit? First thing, hair.
Well, I'll tell you what I'll do. First thing. As a little treat for you, I'll take the hat off next week and you see my beautiful locks.
Something to stick around for, right?
I like this, though. Dolphins winding them up to get a little bit high, a little bit spicy. Nothing wrong with that. Up the dolphins. Fantastic.
Dolphins are kind of like bullies, aren't they? Because I've heard another fact. I won't say it, but it's kind of...
Imagine a dolphin high.
But do you not...
Hey, man.
...feel that as well? Like, quite often, dolphins are really smart. Quite often, the bullies are intelligent, and it's because they're really bored at school, right? They're really bored at school. They've got nothing to do, so they're just like... having fun, they're winding up. I mean, that's what I wasn't a bully, but I was just...
You're pretty mean.
I pick on people sometimes.
It really hurts.
To try and get a ride, just because their chat is boring me. Mm-hmm. I'm like a dolphin.
Do you reckon the dolphins ever go over to the puffer fish, antagonise them, get a little bit higher, swim away, and they're like, oh, I tell you what, that was a big hit, that one. Marvin swimming along, I tell you what, Brian. That one there.
Just like wavy.
I feel proper weird here. I don't need to have a moment.
Yeah. What's Marvin doing? Oh, he just has to take 2 minutes. Well, why is his bottlenose between his fins? He's just has to take 10 minutes.
Yeah.
Why has that dolphin gone all white? Don't ask.
I wonder if they ever overdose and like have too much. Well, because it's deadly in high doses. So I wonder if they're like...
Well, cooking, right?
Sorry, that went really dark.
No, that's fine.
An overdose dolphin just spinning round and round and round in the ocean. Just not swimming anywhere, just spinning around.
But what's wild about the pufferfish thing is that humans still eat them, right? Humans still eat them, knowing but they can only be prepared by incredibly specialised chefs.
Mm.
So when you walk around some restaurants, I know in Asia... they will have the blown up skin of a pufferfish outside, which shows you they know what they're doing. They can cook it and you can eat it without dying. There was a Simpsons episode about it. And it's just like, isn't it wild that us humans, like, we know that this could happen, but for some reason we carry on eating it? Like, I've never had it. Can the taste be worth it?
Yeah, but we like living our lives on the edge, don't we? I do it in my chili powder at home. When I'm making my lasagna or my spaghetti bolognese, I've got this chili powder that my friend brought me back from India. It is crazy spicy, and sometimes I'm like, I know it might be a bit too much and it could absolutely destroy my lovely bolognese,
yeah,
but I'll go for it. I'll throw it in
the thrill.
Yeah.
Talk to me about percentage of times where it's just been decimated. It's
85%, and most of the time Hayley's absolutely furious about it. She's like, why have you put that bloody spicy stuff in there that Callum got from India? Well, I like it. Why you put so much in it?
The 15% when it's good.
Oh, beautiful.
Perfect.
The what?
The 15% time when it is good.
See, I don't like spicy food. I can't handle it.
Putting spice in a lasagna is odd. I put it in mostly everything. My girlfriend for Christmas, she got me like a little, it's like a little keychain where you put hot sauce in it so you're ready to go.
I'll tell you what.
Great gift. But that is like putting it in lasagna.
Over the 4 years that I've done Baffled, right, the presents you've told me you've got for Christmas are rubbish. That's what was that other thing you got before, like a tea maker or something?
Oh, we go through this every time. It's an alarm clock with a kettle.
Brilliant. Imagine that. A couple of Christmases. One, you get an alarm clock that makes your tea, and another one, you got a spice holder that you strap onto your bloody jeans. Rubbish.
Great gift. She knows me well.
Yeah, perfect.
Connor, give us your first fact of the show.
The average office employee who works an 8-hour day is actually productive for what he's worked out at just 2 hours, 23 minutes.
Oh, I tell you what, that's made us feel better, isn't it?
Well, yeah, because I do an hour on this and I'm productive for about a minute and a half.
Yeah, that's made us feel better. Yeah. Because sometimes working freelance, right, working at home, whatever you're doing, you think, oh, I just, and you're not doing a lot. You think, oh, imagine those people in an office sloughing it away for 5-8 whole hours. What am I doing? Actually, yeah. They're not doing anything.
2 hours and 23 minutes of a day being productive, though, is actually, I think, quite a lot for an 8-hour day. Like, as in terms of intense productivity.
That's all in the morning as well, I bet.
Yeah, I think so. Like, after lunch, I'm written off. I used to work a 9-to-5 job in a marketing bit of an engineering firm. I was very good at it. And after my lunch at 12, yeah, that was it. You might as well just send me home.
I don't know. What do you get? I get, I'm good in the morning. Really good till about midday. Then I have 12 till 2 fallow period. I've eaten lunch. I'm either exhausted and hungry or I'm sleepy because I've had too much carbs.
TikTok swiping, that is.
Yeah, a little bit of that. I have quite a long loo break probably because I want to catch up on some Instagram stories, maybe do Wordle for the day. After 2, I get a little boost and then I'm done. I get about, so I'm after 3, I'm kind of done.
When do you go out and check out the post boxes? When does that come in? That's for a different day. We'll tell you all about that another time. Because if you dislike Dan enough now, you'll hate him even more when I tell you about the post boxes. So let's not ruin it now.
I don't go out of my, I don't go out of my way. I just like, if I'm walking around and of an ad hoc situation.
Are you productive? Are you?
Obviously, you've
got to be, haven't you? Like, you have to find productivity. Like, you work on your own. Like, you have to find that.
I think I used to want to be productive, like all 8 hours, like when I'm working, but it's just not realistic. So I just kind of like, I'll do like the harder tasks in the morning. And then like after like a little while, I've realized you just need to kind of do the stuff that's like really tedious.
The mundane stuff. Yeah.
Do you feel guilty about that? When it's like 2 and you're a bit slovenly, you're not doing a lot.
No, because my husband comes home and he's like, I've done nothing today.
Great. Made me feel better.
I put together some slides and that was it.
I had a really, talking of productivity, I went to the gym the other day for an hour and a half. And if you look at this fact, I probably was productive for a minute and a half. I sat on one of the machines for about half an hour and didn't do a set. Just sat there. You know that guy that's just sitting there? I was like, I just can't be arsed, mate. But I'm here. So therefore, I'm burning calories.
Well, yeah.
Because I'm in there.
Yeah. I think that's fine. Yeah. I think you've gone there.
Posted a story about it.
Yeah. Done a little story of a couple of weights and there we go. Off we go.
Yeah. See you later.
See you later. 3,000 calories burnt. There you go. Cut a pint on the way home, put them back on.
I do feel tremendously guilty. If I'm at home working, you know, emails, whatever tosh that you have to do, I do feel bad, but I'm not doing anything. Really do feel bad.
Tosh. Yeah. There you go. Any employees of Dan that you're getting on a freelance, he thinks your work is tosh. So I think about that next time.
Right, first fact of the show. How do you say Z? The letter Z. Z. XY.
XYZ.
Z.
XYZ. In old school English, they would say XY Izzard. That's how they would pronounce Z.
Why?
Like Snoop Dogg.
That was, is it right? Is it, yeah. I was gonna attempt to do more Snoop Dogg words there, and I thought I would drastically embarrass myself.
Go on. You actually resemble Snoop Dogg today, so go for it.
No.
Go on, please.
Does he say, no, because then it just sounds like someone older trying to get down with the
you've
kids.
You've got all the swagger, right, for Snoop Dogg. Today's the day.
Snoop Dogg more than Dan does today.
he looks like Snoop Dogg that's on the markets for the day. He looks like Snoop Dogg that's bought 500 pallets of oranges that he needs to flog down Smithfield Market.
How does that sound? Let me do a Snoop Dogg trying to sell oranges. Hold on, what does he sound like, Snoop Dogg?
He's
got a really low voice, isn't he?
Yo, no, does this work? Yeah, this works, doesn't it? He's a bit like this, isn't he? Snoop Dogg. Does that work? No. You've got an American accent. Do me a Snoop Dogg.
Oh, no, I can't.
Come on, just quit it. Little one.
I embarrass myself enough on my platform.
Snoop D-O-double-G.
Yeah. And what do you say, Izzard? Anyway, it's not just Snoop Dogg. It's old school. They would say Izzard. Dates from about mid-18th century, and it probably derives from French and Occitan. Maybe it's a contradiction of different Latin. And yeah. That's all I can say about this. So it's just an interesting little thing. Izzard.
So you spell zoo, Izzard O-O?
Is it, no, it's spelled like Blizzard without the BL. I-Z-Z-A-R-D.
So, Izzard O-O. That's how they'd spell it. They'd say, how do you spell Zoo? Izzard O-O.
Oh, so, did you get this? Did you understand what he was talking about?
I didn't get what you said.
Did you just buffer for a moment?
Well, no, it's just...
Did the Wi-Fi go down for a moment?
You suddenly... We're in the middle of a thing and you just said, is Zoo's Izzard O-O? I'm like, what are you talking about?
You just said the word Izzard.
Are you doing another Snoop Dogg impression?
Spell me Zoo back in the 7th... When was it?
The 18th century.
Antique. Spell me Zoo.
Is it O-O?
Rubbish.
It's bad, isn't it?
It's terrible. Long,
it? It makes it sound like a question.
I keep thinking of the actor.
Is it O-O? Who's that?
Eddie Izzard.
Yeah, it's a bit of that.
Yeah.
Izzard. Izzard. I like it. Izzard. I might bring it back.
I don't get Z, by the way.
You don't get
that
Z.
Yeah, it's got to be Z. E-Z. It's not
right,
Z.
Zed, yeah, Z. I mean, I've kind of been forced to say Z because at university I just was like...
Forced? Like it's a hard thing.
No,
forced.
Say Z. So whenever I'd like write papers at university, they would make me do the like British spelling and stuff. And like I would get marks off if I didn't do British spelling. So like
really?
I'm just used to doing like saying Z. And
do you pronounce all of the alphabet the same? Is the rest of the alphabet the same?
Yeah.
A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I.
Huh? Aside from R, because you guys don't pronounce your R's.
Oh, yeah. I don't. I'm really bad at it.
Every little opportunity. Oh, you Brits can't pronounce an R, can you? Morons. It's telling me how to pronounce Z, are you?
A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, O, P, Q, R, S, T, U, V, W, X, Y, Z.
Yeah. So it's just Z. Yeah.
At least we checked.
Were you surprised for a minute that you knew all 26?
Yeah, that was impressive.
LMNOP, that's my favourite bit.
One word.
Yeah.
LMNOP.
Yeah, LMNOP.
Oh, here's a question.
Oh, here we go.
What was the alphabet song that you would sing in America? Was it like that?
A, B, C.
It was the same tune to Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star, yeah.
Yeah.
A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, LMNOP, Q, R, S, T, U, V, W, X, Y, Z. Z actually works. I like that because it rhymes with V.
That's why they do it.
Yeah. That makes sense.
Y and Z.
Y and Izzard. Zed. There we go.
I can't be bothered to keep going with this, but it did make you think how all letters are spelt in a way, aren't they?
Which is bizarre, right? What you're doing right now, though, is you're doing what you're doing when you have a good dig at me. You've brought a fact. We've not really much to say afterwards, and then you're here like, isn't it an interesting thought for you listeners, how people pronounce letters?
Strange. No, it is interesting that you have to spell letters. That letters...
Come on, mate, you are plucking at straws here.
No, letters, that's a philosophical... Well, yeah, how would you spell Z? Z-E-D. So how philosophical is that, right? You have to spell with letters.
Why Z makes more sense.
The word that are letters.
Any content down there, is it for this fact? No, yeah, no, put the soil back in.
I think that's the most interesting thing we've ever said.
Isn't it fun? Here's the thought. We have to spell letters.
Yeah. You spell letters with letters.
How do you spell
H. That's the one.
How do you say it?
H. We just say H.
Yeah. He's a rapper.
Yeah.
That's what you're meant to say in British, I think. People get confused whether it's H or H.
No, it's H, isn't it?
I think it's H. I think it's meant to be H.
Really hope people are still here.
Yeah. Sorry, are you still there?
Yeah.
Do a Snoop Dogg impression.
Snoop D-O-double-G.
How do you spell
D-O-G-G.
Hello, my name is Mark Thompson, your guide aboard the Constellation Station podcast. Tune in every Monday for your weekly guide to all things going on in the skies above the UK that week. From meteor showers to comets and eclipses to supernova explosions, I will have it all. You can find us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Acast, or wherever you get your podcasts from. But until then, let's hope for some clear skies.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Thank you very much for carrying on listening. Normal service will resume and we won't just prattle around philosophical questions about letters. You can get in touch with the show. It's info@bafflepod.com. If you get to your social platforms, whatever that might be, Instagram or TikTok, you see videos pop up that lets you know really what's going on behind the fact in the studio.
Oh, also as well, producer Adam, thumbs up. Is there any socks guy in his ear? Any more socks is there flying about? I still cut the socks on there if you want. Bafflepod.com.
Good. If you'd like socks. Do you have any socks?
No, I don't have socks yet.
Yeah, you don't want
socks.
Them.
I didn't get socks.
Get yourself socks.
Yeah, you don't want to get involved in them, but we'll get you a pair.
Okay. Baffledpod.com. Three more facts. Let's go, Andrea.
So my second fact is the Super Bowl is the second highest eating day for Americans behind Thanksgiving. And one example of this is 8 million pounds of guacamole is consumed on Super Bowl Sunday.
God,
how disgusting is that to think
guys,
about?
Do you know what? I'm not even a massive fan of guac.
I think avocado is good enough on its own. You don't need to sully it with herbs and spices.
It's just that guac's a bit like, I like calling it guac.
Yeah, I hate that.
Yeah, that's why I'm saying it. So I was just waiting for
don't
it.
Don't like that.
So what do you want for breakfast? Oh, I want a little sourdough with some guac on it, to be honest with you.
I think if someone actually asked me that,
absolutely grind him.
If my fiance, the first thing she did was say, "Tell me two things you love about me, and by the way, can I have scrambled eggs with guac?" I'd probably hit her over the head with an avocado stone.
What would you say if, like, you know, you had fajitas for dinner, and she's in the lounge and she
absolutely
just
raging, absolutely fuming at fajitas.
So you got the fajitas on, and Tori's in the lounge and she's giving it. Oh, Dan, get the guac out the fridge. One of the fajitas are burning.
I will make one fajita for me and that's it.
She it's one of my favourite dinners, the fajitas and guac. Mm-hmm. I love it.
It's good.
Or the guac and fajitas. It really, really is just depending on how you want to put it.
What other foods do you like?
Fajitas, guac, bolognese, you know.
No, you've stretched. I was trying to work out if there was a more subtle one that you could do without whipping up bolognese.
On the same sort of route, tortillas.
Tortillas.
Oh, yeah,
that's
yeah.
a common one.
A lovely tortilla, yeah.
Wait, so you were saying that you have only just seen, like last year you saw your first American football game on telly.
I mean, I watched the Super Bowl before with my family, but that was like the first game I watched aside from
right.
Super Bowl.
But where you were born in the States, is it big there or is there a bigger sport?
Is there
a bigger sport though? Like
NHL is pretty big in Orange County.
So obviously like New York, for example, basketball's huge. I don't think NFL is big, but New York obviously has the Knicks. So basketball's massive, but I didn't know what your sort of number one sport was.
I would say Orange County was probably either hockey or...
Hockey in Orange County?
I played ice hockey.
That's wild.
Yeah.
It's a wild sport.
You missed me the other day because I went to see it in London.
Yeah, I know. I was really excited about
baffled.
It.
Baffled. Absolutely baffled about it.
I was baffled.
There we go. I was baffled.
Any sport where you're actually allowed to just beat each other up until you fall over is wild.
I
really should be a thing.
It happened. I literally drank loads of beer.
Yeah.
And then fight ended. I was like,
brilliant. Do you know what the players are called that are like specifically chosen for fights?
Oh, it's the film, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. What's his name? Sean William Scott.
Invincible.
No. What's his name?
No.
No.
Oh, that's the one with Mark Wahlberg.
Can't remember.
Goon.
They're
called goons.
You'd be a good goon.
Not with the fighting, but a goon suits you. Great. They come on just to pummel them.
Yeah, I would. I'll come in, you know, one of them and then walk off again. But I'd have to wear this hat.
It's terrifying.
Yeah.
Describe the hat just for people who can't see.
Del Boy. Enough said.
Yeah.
There we go. Give
What's
it a Google.
That, Oliver. Is it Oliver Twist?
Yeah, a bit of the Artful Dodger vibes.
Yeah.
Bit of Tom Skinner from The Apprentice now being on TikTok playing Bosch.
Say that. Yeah.
I think so. So back in Super Bowl Sunday when you were growing up in Orange County, when you could drag your family away from the NHL, what would like the food consist of?
So last year when I was there with my cousin, it was wings and pizza.
Mm.
Wings, pizza, and then vegetables with ranch.
Mm.
So why is it never good for you? Why is it like pizza?
Because it's sport food, man.
But you could make food that is good for you. And the only food that they do have that's good for you, vegetable sauce, they then lacquer up in ranch.
Mm.
Mm. Oh, it's so good though. I know the food you're talking about as well. It's just great.
Well, yeah, we all do pizza. Everyone's heard of a pizza.
Mm.
White Claw. I tried my first White Claw last
Oh my God.
Oh, the seltzers.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, they're over here now, right?
I saw a video of a woman that was drinking loads of them at an NFL game just throwing up violently at the man in front of her. It's great.
I tell you what, there are no laws when you're on the claws. They're my favourite drink.
Oh.
I love a White Claw. There are no laws, my friend.
That is absolutely worse. That is... Mate, you sound like... Do you know what you sound like? You sound like sort of a mid-30-year-old woman going to Benidorm on a hen do.
You sound like Chad.
No laws for the claws, babies! Oh, yeah, no.
I'd be more of a Chad.
That is hands down the most beaniest thing you've ever said.
But I take it.
Like, honestly, that is proper beanie.
Well, don't come around.
If you said that to me in school, there would have been somebody would have just punched you, I reckon.
But I wouldn't have said it at school.
No laws for the claws. You sound like boys. All right, lads, sweet. No laws for the claws. No. Yeah, send you mine.
No laws when you're on the claws.
I'm going to put that in a video now.
No laws when you're on the claws. That is really bad, mate.
Where did you get that?
Oh, well, I'm saying... Right, let me perfectly pronounce this word. It as a joke. This sounds bad. It's like a deep south hillbilly-esque thing to say. So when I'm there with my American cousins, you kind of say it like that as a laugh. No laws when you're on the claws. No?
It's like saying party veteran.
What?
God.
Like,
what's a party veteran?
Till the break of dawn, y'all. Seriously.
I'll be down with that.
No law for the... I mean... No.
Look, if you're going to say it, say it right.
Go on, say it again.
There are no laws when you're on the claws.
Do you know how bad that is? Just listen to yourself. Really important to listen back to this episode and hear yourself saying it. I think that's crucial for you. Really, really, really fundamentally important.
I'm slightly worried.
If you stay that on your stag do, everyone will leave.
I'm slightly worried.
Everyone will just go on.
That people won't appreciate that I'm doing it with my tongue in cheek. I've been doing this show for a long time, and this episode for a long time, it feels like. I'm slightly worried that people know me but don't know enough about me to know that I'm joking around when I say that.
Yeah. I've known you years, and even I think you're being half serious, so that's a problem.
But when you were on the White Claws recently, yeah. you felt wild, right? You felt no laws.
No, I hated them.
They're really beautiful.
Like them.
Wild.
They were, I don't really like sparkling drinks or like very fizzy drinks, and they were just really fizzy. Don't know.
You are an enigma.
So when you see like a fellow who's had a few too many claws, do you say to your mates, he's got no laws?
No, I give him a little fist bump.
God.
I say touches, let's go.
Yeah, okay.
We're on our way.
There we go.
What's your second fact of the show, Connor?
Just this is actually something that we don't really need to speak much on, because this is just a really important fact for you to take forward next time you go to Costco. There's zero limit on food samples. Just so that you know, Costco stated there are zero limits. So when you go for one, you can go back two, three, four, five. You can carry on and they won't stop you.
I don't have wealthy parents, so I've never been to a Costco. Would you get a lot of food samples there?
Oh, yeah. Costco is great for food samples. Really, really great. Yeah, it's top tier. What's that look about then?
Why
you got to be wealthy to go Costco?
I was going to say, because like, Costco in America, it's not.
No, in the UK, it's like a members club. It's like being a member of Soho House.
Costco?
Oh, yeah, big
time. Mate, it's just full of people stocking up for their shops. You just go in there and buy some stuff you need for lunches.
Back in the day, you need to be of a privileged set to get a Costco card.
Mm.
Do you know what you guys miss out with Costco here? In America, you get like Costco hot dogs. And like Costco ice cream.
We have that.
Oh, do you?
Yeah, yeah. So there's one in Lakeside, which you probably haven't heard of Lakeside. It's in Thurrock, which is near me in Essex.
You won't have heard of Lakeside, but you might have heard of Thurrock.
Thurrock, yeah. You know Thurrock?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, great. Yeah. There we go. Yeah. They do pizza by the slice. They do the hot dogs.
Yeah.
There's something about their Coke as well that comes out the pump. It just tastes really, really different. Hmm. They do like the chili flakes. Great. But yeah, free food samples. Crack on.
Big cakes in Costco. I seem to remember you would go to, whenever old Doreen down the road at number 42 would have a big party celebrating her 45th, she'd get like those big like Black Forest Gatto stuff.
Was there any laws when she was on the claws?
No, I wasn't aware of the claws.
Doreen?
There. But loads of those food that very few people have heard of. They have
I bet Doreen had a few claws, and then she'd have the arm around Mickey, who lives at number 50, going, "Why don't you come upstairs, Mickey? Come on, let's get this job done."
Yeah.
Those EastEnder characters?
They might well be, actually.
Get them up, pub.
Loved a fajita. But yeah, you would get those big cakes. Yeah. I remember that. That's all I know.
Their mince pies are the best. They do like really big mince pies, very different to your traditional mince pie. And they're just great. They've got like sugar. Is it? What like the powdered sugar on top? Oh, it's great.
Sugar.
Sugar powder. Yeah.
Yeah.
I got so much crap for saying mincemeat pie. Can I say crap?
Yeah. That is a really bad swear word. Fine.
When? By who?
No, on my, one of my videos, I was doing things that are socially acceptable and I said mincemeat pies, just to clarify, because I was talking about mincemeat and everyone was like, it's mince pies, it's not mincemeat pies.
Just quickly to clarify for you, after Dan said there are no laws when you're on the clause, we can say anything we want on this podcast and it'll be fine.
I once lived in a flat share with an Australian guy, December the 1st. Do you want anything from the shops? I said, yeah, get me some mince pies. And he brought back like three whacking steak pies because it's not translated over to Australia. A mince pie is a mince meat pie rather than a pie full of mince.
Mm.
So I appreciate
minced pie.
Your problem.
A lovely minced pie. But there you go. Next time you're in Costco, crack on. And do you know when you go nice and early, they give you a free little croissant and a bit of coffee? Beautiful.
You just plan your day around it, do you?
Well, I used to go there all the time, my mum.
Three meals of the day in Costco.
Day off sick and I go to Costco with my mum.
Brilliant.
Don't tell the school.
Not hurt you a bit. Yeah. And it's not hurt you because you did the whole alphabet earlier today.
Little coffee in the morning. Oh, mum, I feel really ill. Off you go. Bit of carrot cake, coffee in Costco. Brilliant.
Something to look forward to, was it?
Yeah, good times.
Right, last fact of the show. There is a way that you can get away with murder.
Ooh.
It's called the Zone of Death.
Mm-hmm.
It's in United States, in Yellowstone National Park. Now, it took me a long time to get my head around this, okay? It's all to do with jurisdictions over who controls the area. Is it local? Is it state? Is it government?
Yeah.
Basically, the issue, in the law of where this zone of death is, it's in Idaho, it says, the accused, bear with, the accused shall enjoy the right to a speedy trial by an impartial jury of the state and district wherein the crime has been committed, right? So it's basically saying, if you do anything in this place, you can only be convicted if a jury says it so. The problem is, no one lives in that area, so they can't make a jury full of people who live there because no one lives there. So there is this 50 square mile area
where you can commit murder and nobody's there.
And no one's there to say that you're guilty or not.
Wow. That's a really good fact. And slightly terrifying that we're sharing it in a weird way.
It's miles away, isn't it?
We've got a big American audience.
I ain't going over there. It was too much to go to New York.
But seriously, like, all jokes aside, because I'm actually intrigued by this, are you genuinely getting away with murder? Like, genuinely? Are people, like, seriously? You know, or I understand the concept of how it could happen, but is there proof that somebody's, like, you know, like, murdered their family and genuinely just walked around free? Like, I can understand the concept of how it can happen, but I'm intrigued as to whether it has actually ever happened. Do you know what I mean?
A law professor called Brian C. Colt discovered this and he worked to have Congress close it. He suggested to lawmakers that this should be fixed so that if you do kill someone there, you can actually be tried. But I don't think anything has happened so far. No known felonies have been...
Do people live there, though?
No, this is the point. No one lives there.
Right, okay. So if you drag somebody onto that area, kill them. Right, I see what you're saying. Interesting.
So no one can try you for it.
Yeah, yeah.
I imagine if you actually did do that, they'd find a way to get you.
I'm sure they probably would, but I get the concept of it. Yeah, I get what you're saying. It's like, the concept makes sense, but I guess you probably would be tried for it in some circumstance.
But that's what's great, right? It's like when you think about how you spell letters of the alphabet, it's just these philosophical concepts that you could kill someone and get away with.
Interesting
it.
How you connected both of those facts there.
Always working.
Good hosting that.
Always working.
Mm.
Yeah.
Good EP. Enjoyed that. Loads to learn. Loads to know. Loads to take on board for your future life.
What are you going to take away?
Free samples in Costco.
That was your fact.
Load of guac and fajitas and the Super Bowl's on next.
Your jokes.
You coming over?
No.
I'll do you some couple of fajitas. A little bit of guac and that, you know? Dan's bringing the no laws. He's got the claws, you know? It's all happening.
That sounds horrible.
Yeah.
Brilliant.
Which me and you then?
Yeah.
Me, you.
Couple of tortillas.
Couple of tortillas. Couple of fajitas. Couple of guacs.
We'll have a drink of tequila.
Yeah, a little tequila. Yeah. Little Guinness.
It's so painful.
You're not coming?
You coming?
No.
We'll get you some H2O to drink. Oh, beautiful.
Oh, we'll have mincemeat pies instead. Thank you very much for listening to this week's episode of Baffled. And it's clearly been a busy one. What have we learned? Dolphins get their kicks from pufferfish. Also, if you want to kill someone, head to the Zone of Death in Idaho, but absolutely do not do that. And the most important lesson, there are no laws when you're on the clause, baby.
God, the baby at the end is really bad. I'm actually just going to go. All right, so see you later.
Say goodbye, Andrea.
Goodbye.
Hey, drink responsibly, huns. I'll see you later. Bye-bye.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.